Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi. Today, I thought we'd talk about topical formulations to heal our skin, to heal our topical injuries, abrasions, scratches, cuts, slivers. What can we do that will help us heal naturally? So today we're going to talk about herbs and remedies and the topical formulations that we can use for these herbs and remedies so that you can go out and choose what would work best for you. First, we have what are our range of actions that directly impact the skin, and how do we want it applied is the most relevant method that we have to decide. We have different techniques and different applications, and so let's just take a look and see what we have here, because I love them all. I guess, you know, we use everything for something and a little different. The salves, the oils, the tinctures. So let's kind of take a look at what works best for us and our ailment. Let's start first with the pastes. It's a mixture of powder and an ointment base. And so what would we want to crush up as a powder? So maybe if we took garlic and we use this as our paste, we could take garlic, dry it, crush it into a powder, and then we'd want to mix it with maybe a water base or an ointment base of your choice. It could be oil, something of your standard likings that you'd want to save. And we could also make this for convenience. You can use a larger tub that you could make for a dispensary when you need it. And so we're going to make our paste. We're going to crush our garlic, dried crushed garlic, and then we're going to make it into this real thick paste, because what we want to do is we want to put this on the surface of your skin for extended periods of time. And it's not really absorbing into your skin so much as it's impacting the surface of your skin. And so what garlic is really good for is warts. So if you have a wart, you can make a garlic paste and make as much as you want, and then every day apply your garlic paste to your wart and a band-aid over your paste, and give this a few days, 3 to 7 days, and see what happens to that wart, because what it's going to do is it's going to kind of dry it up and it's going to remove it. And that is part of our garlic paste, and that's an example of paste. And you can use any herbal remedy that you want, that you need for your topical. What about ointments? You know, these are the semi-solid based applications. You know, what I have at home from the ancestors' teaching is I have a bear ointment. And it's solid within its container, but once I take it and I apply it to the hand, it softens and melts into the skin. And so ointment softens at the skin's temperature, and it makes the extracted material, all our herbal remedies like my bear oil, goes right to the skin, and it's available to the skin. It's protective, and it stays on your skin longer. We've made a ointment out of cedar balls and cedar oil, and we just added a little bit of the beeswax. And when applied to the hands and to the areas of concern, you actually feel a little bit of warmth as the creams heat to the level of your body. And so I like ointments, and I also like pastes. And how about the lotion? Lotion formulas for carrying our herbal remedies. And what kind of herbal remedies would we want in a lotion? Well, there's quite a bit. And so what is great for our skin that we'd want herbal remedy for? We love, well, if we stick with our cedar, our well-known cedar tree and our cedar bulbs, a cedar lotion would be effective for excellent skin, for dry skin or eczema, and you could carry this with you. And so it's just a little bit thicker than your ointments, and you don't need to wash these off, and it's just gonna really absorb and just really evaporate right into your skin. And the cedar is excellent for your skin. It softens, smooths, put extra glow on your skin. And so a cedar lotion would be fabulous. Next, we could talk about our open wet dressings, our compress. And if we need it like cleanliness, or we need convenience, and we just really want to get this right on our wounds, our ailments, on our topical skin problems, an open wet dressing we can use with infusions, decoctions, tinctures, and oils, because these are all wet. These are different things that, like a tea, or when you bring your herbal remedies into water and pulling out the oils. And so these are all wet, and these are just going to soak right on there, and you just kind of let them sit on your skin with a dressing. I think a good example would be like Epsom salt baths. I mean, we don't really want to take a whole bath, but we have rosacea or the eczema going on, and we just have it in one spot, not completely over our whole body. So we'd want to take some of our open wet dressing and put our compress of wet right on that area and just let it kind of sit on there and soak on there, like same thing as you would be in the bath, but you're only limiting it to one area of your body. So powder, a great example for powder, using that as a treatment and a formulation for using our herbals, would be when we have foot fungus and we're putting that powder in our shoes or in our socks. It's pulling moisture out, and it's taking the moisture, and it helps with the antibacterial and just helps with perspiration and taking that out, and so that we don't have those issues. And that's what powders are really good for, is for pulling out the wet. So that's how we use different formulas for the body and for our herbal remedies, and different ways that we can place these ointments and herbal remedies on our body and use them effectively. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.